Welcome to Disruptive Branding by Saffron Brand Consultants. In this podcast, we will share the most important insights that we have gathered from several decades of working closely with some of the world's most disruptive brands. We will show how every business, startup to enterprise, can design its brand using disruptive thought and action. From how-to sessions with members of our executive team to conversations with our clients, learn firsthand how to position your brand to compete with disruptive challenges and to challenge and disrupt yourself.
So hi everyone, welcome to today's episode. We're diving into the NFT world, non-fungible tokens, 2021's word of the year. Extremely hot topic in the art, digital art, and blockchain world. We're really excited to have our guests with us today. We're joined by Sharona and John, part of the Dreamy Collective. Hi guys, maybe you guys can give us like a really quick intro about yourselves.
So I'm Sharona, I'm based in Tel Aviv and also from London. And my whole mission is to empower people to utilize their imagination and co-create with artists around the world. So we're working with hundreds of amazing artists around the world, including Sean here. And the whole mission of Dreamy is to let non-artists like myself turn any idea, a story, a dream, a vision into an artwork, and then connect them with artists who love creating art and let the artists also get paid for what they're so good at doing and connect with different people around the world. So in other words, it's commissioned art, but at an affordable price and also providing inspiration to artists.
My name is Jean, and as you can tell by the outrageous accent, I'm from France. And I've been an artist for more than 10 years, and I've worked with Sharona too, with Dreamy for 7 years. And we're also doing a massive scale project called The Big Dream that is also going to have NFTs. So it's the good bridge between the two of us. And on top of that, I've been a crypto artist full-time for over a year now.
So they're going to be our NFT and digital art art experts today as we debunk some of the questions on the future of NFTs. Of course, we're going to explore how NFT has kind of entered the world of brands and how brands are using NFTs. I am Carmen. I work in the strategy team at Saffron and currently, you know, working on some projects that involve the NFT world. So, you know, been really swept up in the buzz and the news, everything. So let's jump right into it. You know, we've all heard the acronym NFT, non-fungible tokens, you know, in the metaverse and the news. And I think lots of people get lost, you know, if you're not following how it works. So I guess my first question to you guys is, what exactly is an NFT or maybe an NFT art piece or digital art? And why is there so much buzz, you know, surrounding this topic now?
Okay. So blockchains are basically like huge sums of data that are being transacted all the time. And the difference with the data that you usually have on any social media or what we call Web2 platforms, such as Amazon, Google, et cetera, is that on most blockchains, especially Ethereum and Bitcoin, all this data is decentralized. So if you want to censor, attack, steal, You don't have one server, one point where you can enter and take that thing away because it's spread, scattered, and like deeply encrypted. And so that makes something that is that couldn't be possible before. Like NFTs are authentified. You know exactly where they are, who owns them, who used to own them. And it's all this data is available transparently on the blockchain and you can't fake it. If you had asked Amazon or Google or whatever to do that kind of system, they will have a proprietary system and you wouldn't be able to be sure that someone didn't hack into their servers and just, you know, like pulled off a timestamp there and maybe messed up with the ownership of someone. With blockchains, you can't do that. It just happens and it's done and it's available for everyone. So that's why you can have art that is properly authentified, that you know that comes from the wallet of the artist. So we won't have any problems such as, you know, knowing if an artwork was really made by Da Vinci, for example, which is a huge problem for old art because there you have the timestamp, you have the hash of the wallet, and you know who did what, who created what. The other stuff that is interesting to notice is that NFTs are not just art. It started to become popular with art because it's the best use case. You have the art file, you have the work, and it's as a token, an NFT, and you can trade it, sell it, own it. You can also display it at your home if you have a proper screen. You can use it online and do virtual exhibitions and even like real world exhibitions. And you have also many other things that works well as NFTs, like, for example, event tickets, like your concert. You can get a ticket. There is only one with a serial number. You can keep it if you want to collect your concert. The people organizing these events, they can use that and maybe later airdrop something like a gift for you because you attended and you went to the place. You also have now a few universities starting to give out diplomas as NFTs because once again, it's authentified and it's yours. So it really makes sense. And so the use cases are really like almost infinite. Anything that needs to be properly authentified and certified has a use case in NFTs. And and it's the best way to do it because otherwise you will have to rely on servers from Google or whatever, and like lots of problems with security. It's also a challenge because decentralized mean that you don't have any support. So if you mess up your transaction and if you send it to the wrong wallet and the wallet doesn't really exist, it's lost forever. So it's a good thing to take the time to learn the process, to be sure to triple check everything you do and to be really careful. But the counterpart is that it's really like the most democratic thing that was ever made with technology. It's like many people say it's actually the internet, what should have been the internet from the start.
So you've touched on a lot of points in the great intro.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem. It's great to hear an expert really explaining it to us. I've seen also kind of, we want to bring this back to like a little bit on the art side, because, you know, Sharona, you guys are there. I saw, you know, that the artist Beeple, for example, you know, he sold his digital image collage like for $69.3 million at Auction House in Christie's. And so, Sharona, I guess it's more directed to you. How has, you know, NFT affected the digital and kind of physical art world or the artists in this space? Like, it can be positive, negative. What do you think?
So I think in terms of just what an NFT stands for, like non-fungible token, I think the essence of what it is helping in is one, really enabling people to kind of focus on individual art, one of a kind art, bringing like, and this is in many ways why Dreamy started. Like, I think, you know, customization is something that's just growing in companies around the world, and everyone wants to have something that belongs to them. You see that in all the different NFTs, you know, that people have as their profile pictures on Twitter. Like, everyone wants to have something that in some ways represents them. And I think in many ways, it's a bit of a weird analogy, but like tattoos, like one in three people have a tattoo under the age of 30 in France, in the UK, in the US. And the reason for that is because people are looking for more ways to express who they are. And I think in a lot of ways, that's what NFTs are doing for art, like taking people more towards the customized and individual layer. NFTs as well, like from what I'm really happy about is really highlighting digital art and illustrations. Like, even 2 years ago, for example, when I was in Art Basel and I was presenting Dreamy art to different people, a lot of people were a bit put off by the fact that it was like digital art and people were more looking for something that was, let's say, more traditional. And I'm really happy that amazing digital artists like Jean here can now really have this spotlight, because I think digital art is as beautiful as non-digital art. And I think that's a lot thanks to the NFT space. But at the same time, I've asked about 10 different people in the last week how much of the NFT space is trading versus how much of the NFT space is art. And it is a bit of a controversial statement to say, and I don't know how Jean's going to react, but like, people have been saying that 90% is the trading. And that's, you know, what I guess Jean and I are really passionate about, kind of moving that the world of NFT away from just the trading and like flipping the artwork, which is basically you buy an artwork and then you sell it for a bit more. Like, we're interested in creating digital art and one-of-a-kind art that will be an NFT that people are actually buying because it's a beautiful work of art and not just because they want to resell it after. But that's always existed in the art world, where there have been people who are buying art because they see it as something of value and know that they one day will maybe sell it onwards.
Just like if you're merely looking for money, maybe it's better to use decentralized finance or something else, you know, because if you don't start by actually buying something that you like, if it goes down, you will hate it. But if you bought something that you like, you will have supported an artist. And whether you can sell it later for more or not, it doesn't matter that much.
We've seen a boom of, you know, people changing their avatars to wild ape NFTs, or I think there's still a lot of education needed in this space so people know. And I kind of want to ask, how has NFT entered you guys' world in the Dreame? You know, how have you kind of incorporated it into your work? And, you know, maybe you can explain a little bit about that.
So in terms of Dreame, when we launched it 7 years ago, the whole idea was to create like a new genre of art in which someone can commission an artwork with an idea that they have, and then the artist will turn it into art, and then we'll offer them the opportunity to have that work of art resold. So let's say you send in a dream or a story and an artist in Mexico turns it into art, and then we'll say to you, hi Carmen, would you like your artwork to be reproduced? And the whole model is that you as the commissioner and the artist will constantly get a commission from these reproductions. And that was 7 years ago. And a lot of people are telling us like, it's crazy how aligned like the Dreame business model is with like the NFT model. So that's been really, really helpful in terms of like getting people to understand that model and also wanting to commission more art for them themselves to make money from their own imagination. And I'd say like on a personal level, like at first, like when Jean and I started working on our big project, The Big Dream, which is a huge artwork that's going to be projected in about 20 locations in 3 weeks, and then is traveling to the International Space Station. It's an artwork envisioning the future of the world inspired by thousands of dreams. So when we first started working on the project, I wasn't so sure about how we were going to, you know, bring money to the artists, like how they were going to get paid for it. And then Jean kept saying to me, like, let's do this as an NFT, let's do this as an NFT. And I was like, no. Like, I don't know, I don't want to. And then one day we just sold a few Dreame artworks like randomly, and they sold out within 30 seconds. And it was crazy. Yeah, I was like, I submitted the artworks, 30 seconds later, all sold out. And so then I messaged John saying, okay, let's start talking about why you wanna sell the Big Dreame, the final piece as an NFT. And since then, I see so many benefits, especially in the world of how you can integrate the revenue that's coming in and then distribute it to different organizations. So our whole model with the Big Dream is obviously we're collecting dreams and then we want to turn these dreams into art and then afterwards donate to different foundations based on the themes of the dreams. And so Jean like introduced this concept of the DAO, which he'll expand on in a bit, but it's amazing to have it all in one place in which there's the art, there's the impact, there's the artist, and it's all kind of in one circle, which makes it a lot easier than how it was before.
The thought is that we would set up a DAO. So DAO is DAO, Decentralized Autonomous Organization, which means it's a kind of democratic entity in which all participants are supposed to be equal and manage together a project and build together something. And so that one will be like it's automatic. You're part of it as when you collect an NFT from the Big Dreame. So it's a good use case for anyone interested in branding. You can use NFTs as a kind of a membership club card, you know, that kind of stuff. So you can you're part of the DAO when you have an NFT, and then you can vote first on which NGOs are going to get the portion reserved to them through different fields like world peace, the environment, whatever. And so it makes people more active, not just leaving to us the part of donating to the NGOs. And then in a second time, they will also have more go really like autonomous and do whatever they want with the rest of the money that will happen with secondary sales. And it's also exciting because we will push for them to, you know, to do something really good and have a good impact on the world, but they can actually do whatever they want. So it's going to be really interesting what kind of community and like vibe gets out of it. It would be really interesting to watch.
We're looking forward to seeing that when it comes out and launches in 2 weeks. Yeah. I think. So you've already touched on it, and I think we've discussed how NFTs has kind of created this new world of opportunity of community, or, and I think not only the art world, even lots of consumer-facing brands like Adidas or Pizza Hut or Gap, they've jumped on board, and we've touched a little bit about brand and NFTs. You know, they're working as like another asset in which to explore kind of new ways of promotion, of connection, or you know, or doing good. And also, I think connecting to a new kind of consumer, you know, people in this space. And at Saffron, we're always interested about like how new trends affect the brand. And it's an extremely powerful tool. It sounds like an extremely powerful tool. And we always encourage them to, you know, think of new ways to engage. For example, Meta, you know, how brands are using that now. For example, I saw the other day how Adidas and Prada are doing a project where they invite kind of this co-creation of users to kind of make their own art piece. Then it becomes, you know, a bigger art piece with Zach Leverman. And as you guys are doing with your project, you know, a bit of the funding also goes to charitable good and this sort of unity. And I think NFT allows us to, you know, touch on so much more brand loyalty, launch initiatives, you know, all these things. Is there any example of maybe some brands that you've seen that have entered the NFT world and you think is like a great example?
Yeah, I have mostly bad examples to provide. And I think it's really interesting because if I can take this opportunity to tell brands listening how to not enter the space, it's actually more useful. So Prada and Adidas is a good example because they first asked an artist that was respected within the community. So that's a big plus. You just don't come with your team and think this is good and like not even care to check the room temperature or anything or the culture. So that's a common misstep. And also they decided, I think it's in public domain, if I'm not mistaken. It's like CC0, so the license is the most permissive. Anyone can do derivatives of the art and get creative. So that's surprising and really interesting from big brands. Like I was positively impressed by that. So many did not do so well. The worst example, I think, is Pepsi. Pepsi entered the space, did something that is artistically awful. I'm sorry, I don't have any nice word for that, but it really looks really bad. And they just came in. Everyone is fearing that whenever you have a big brand entering the space is this model. You come in, you drop your stuff, people buy it, and you take the money and you leave. So what you're doing, and everyone knows that and sees that and will not respect you and your brand, is that it's what we call a cash grab or money extraction. You extract value from the blockchains, the ecosystem, and you take it out and you never give back. You don't collect NFTs yourself. You don't reinvest some part of it within the community. You were asking about lingo. It's actually super cringe to see like big brands going with the lingo of NFTs and, you know, just going like WAGMI or we are going to make it. It's an acronym. Or calling themselves friend, FREN, just between big brands and not interacting with the people living there. It's just community managers parading as people from the crypto space, and like no one from the crypto space, no one respects that at all. It's super cringe and it's almost kind of cultural appropriation. It's a strong word, so maybe not, but you know, that kind of feeling, like they just come in, they take a part of your culture, make it laughable, take some money and leave. It's the worst. If you're a brand, please don't do that. Ask not influencers, because lots of influencers are really bad within the community. So just try to find someone that is both respected and has integrity. And I don't know, like take them as a consultant and take the time. It's also, it's a space that moves fast. So If you just jump on the bandwagon and crash it and maybe make some money, but then hurt your brand long time, it's not worth it. So take the time, make it good, take care of the people, and just ask, like, not experts that came out of nowhere, but people who actually like live 100% within the crypto space.
Amazing. You've taken my words, you know, how a brand really should, you know, it should match their strategy. They should know what they're doing and not think about it as a cash grab, but, you know, so much more things about launching initiatives, community building, you know. And I think a lot of them also kind of play on this sense of exclusivity and like this limited edition drop or things like that. Super interesting world. And you've already touched on some points on what brands should kind of not do and keep in mind. So I think something is like understanding the medium, you know, educating your consumer, maybe having a clear objective of what this NFT is really doing and how it can help. Is there any kind of final things you would say of, you know, what brands should really keep in mind besides what John has said? Maybe Sharona, you would like to add something of your thoughts.
I think like based on what John said and what you said, I think it's really important to think long term, because I think a lot of the collaborations that have been done around the NFT space with brands, I think especially with the influencer angle, like I'm not dismissing that influencers are a huge part of marketing today. And I think every company should be tied in with some influencers, but it's important to think about what those influencers represent for your brand so that not in 6 months, suddenly that influencer will say something that's completely unaligned with your brand's like entire manifesto. That's what I'm saying. So I think it's very important to do the research, like Jean said, in terms of who are the artists that you're working with. So obviously with Saffron, you know, like, and we're happy with to collaborate with you, with Dreamy, because Dreamy's in touch with amazing artists in the space that, as Jean said, it's very important, like the integrity of the artists and the values of the artists, the same with the influencers. I think one thing that I've learned that I think I'd love to pass on to other brands is this word utility. I've heard it in so many different capacities in the last few months. And the first time I heard it, I called Jean and I was like, why do utility sound like it's like some fraternity, like beer pong like game? But I think the utilities is a core part of the NFT world and is very relevant to brands, because it's making any project or any brand think further into the long term. Like, what am I offering in addition to this NFT? And I'm not actually referring so much to the like party on the Twitter space that you're going to get into because you have that NFT. I think it's more tying into the DAO. I think it's more tying into, what am I getting as a community member in terms of like, am I getting like a specific set of secrets that only the other community members know? Am I getting into this DAO? Am I actually going to get like a higher resolution copy of this artwork so it can be hung on my wall so I can look at it on a daily basis and be reminded of what it is and why it is that I join this community? So the utility concept, I think, is really interesting. And I think that's where brands can really play around and be creative. But I think, yeah, the core lessons are to make sure that you're aligning yourself with people that won't in 6 months from now suddenly completely backlash and be completely not aligned with what you're doing. And not just, of course, tap into the trend, but there is a gold rush right now. And I think in a year or two, we'll suddenly see, you know, which ones are doing this from a more authentic purpose and really creating something long-term and sustainable.
Exactly. Kind of understanding and investigating if it resonates with your audience truly. And always remembering that it's a world that is constantly evolving. And I think it takes some learning curves. And you've touched on it a little bit, but before we close off, I want to know kind of your personal opinion. What are your predictions for the NFT space? You know, are we maybe arriving to its peak? What's happening? Do you think NFTs are the future of art and collectibles?
Yes. I'm not saying that because I'm a crypto artist. That's always this talk about everything being a bubble. But blockchains and cryptocurrencies as the future of money makes, of course, if there is no harsh regulation from governments, if everything continues to happen and to develop and to innovate like that, it's the future. It's obvious for many different reasons. The first being that it's more democratic and resilient. If anything bad happens, it's more resilient. And so for art, it's The concept of having something digital that you can own for real is such an improvement, such a thing that was needed, that it cannot go away. It can evolve, new things can happen. Maybe there will be laser craze or all that, but the medium and the utility of it actually is so helpful and makes so much sense. I don't see why it would go away.
Yeah, I think as well. I mean, I actually think that gaming is where the next few years will be with NFTs. But I think in terms of art, which is obviously our passion and our interest, I see like three big trends. I see one, obviously, like a non-fungible token. If I'm going back to what that means, I see a lot of increased interest in customized art, which is great for us. I see a lot more kind of companies providing products for actually having this digital asset, this digital artwork in your house. So obviously there's lots of different companies working on amazing products, you know, to frame this art digitally on your wall. And I also see a lot going on with what we talked about with the DAO. Like I see a lot more people doing things with impact and with art and thinking about how art can change the world, because at the end of the day, that's why at least I see myself as an artivist, and why I think Jean creates a lot of his art. We have an interest as artists to make an impact. We don't just want to create art because we want to make money from art. So I see that being another huge advantage to the NFT space and the DAOs and the art space, in terms of what can we as artists influence when it comes to the different goals that we have as a planet. And how can we tell that story in a beautiful way? And how can we make it more like, you know, democratized and mass accessible to so many different voices? But in terms of like the biggest trend I see, and we talked about this a little bit, I see the next big trend being co-creation, in terms of enabling people not only to own the art, but also being a part of creating it themselves with the artists in some way, which is also obviously where we would love to be involved in that.
Amazing. Yeah. Bringing the consumers closer to actually the creation part. Well, it's been really fantastic having you guys here today and discussing this really great topic. Excited to see where NFT arts go and digital art. But thank you for being here. And it was great chatting.
Amazing. Thank you
very much. It was great.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Disruptive Branding. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe and do leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps other brand lovers to find us.